Well, good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you all here, and hopefully those that you managed to forget your clocks, thank you for being patient for the last hour and being here early. I'm James, for those that you don't know me. I'm one of the deacons here. Delighted to welcome you, and I'm delighted to welcome this morning the Reverend Rachel Warnock, who joins us from the Emmanuel Group of Churches over in Western Favell, for those of you who know that region. So Rachel's come today to talk to us about the home mission, so we're delighted to welcome you, Rachel, and hope that you'll join us for tea and coffee afterwards and we'll find out more personally. As usual, our notices are in the weekly email, or for those of you who wish, there's a hard copy at the back. There's nothing in particular other than those notices to draw your attention to. Before we start, let's just bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father, we welcome you this morning to join you as we celebrate you and the love that you show us. Thank you that you bring us together each week to worship your name and receive your word. Thank you for our visitor Rachel, and may you bless our time together as we find out so many interesting ways we can support our local churches here in the UK. Amen. So we will start our worship with two songs back to back. Give thanks to the Lord our God and King, and over all the earth. So please stand.
Give thanks to the Lord our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful.
From the rising sun to the setting sun, you are indeed our God and King. Your love is good and it endures forever. You are faithful, you are strong, you are indeed with us forever. We sing you praise this morning and always. Amen.
Over all the earth you reign on high, every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, oh my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in me. in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. 'Cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again?
Thank you, be seated. Lord, indeed you do reign over all of us all of the time. Amen. So, Hilary and I think Lynn are going to come and talk to us this morning about our annual appeal.
Right, for the last 3 weeks, my house has looked like a shoe shop. I collected 50 empty shoe boxes from the Loke factory in Kettering. But very sadly, these shoe boxes are all empty. They're not full of lovely shoes for me. Because it's this time of year that, as James said, we start thinking about our appeal for Operation Christmas Child. And as a church, we've been involved in this appeal for many years, and some of us were involved even in sorting and checking the shoe boxes, which was a tremendous thing to do. We are now a focal point in the area for collecting in shoe boxes, which is great as well. So when you go on the Operation Christmas website, our church is mentioned as a collection point. So we get people from Northampton, Bedford, Milton Keynes, and further afield bringing their shoe boxes to us. And Hilary will talk more about the specific dates that the church is open. But I need some help. And actually, I didn't do this because Joshua helped me. Hidden round the church are 6 shoe boxes. So if you look under your chair or upstairs, I think it may be on the pews, I need some helpers to bring me 6 shoe boxes. Wow. Do you know what you can do? Can you put it down and take the lid off and find what's inside? Right. Got a helper upstairs coming, so while he's coming down. So the first thing you're asked to do is cover your shoebox. And one of the reasons I go to Loke is I get the nice shoeboxes with separate lids. Because if you've ever tried to cover one of these boxes where the lids attach that you get your trainers or boots in now, they're really hard. So I get these lovely shoeboxes from Loke. Right, you want to take the lids off those as well. So we have a list on the leaflet. There is a list of exactly what you're allowed to put in a shoebox. And we do have to follow the guidelines because what happens is when the boxes are checked, if you've put something in that wasn't on the list, the helpers have to take it out. And it will go to a new home, it will go to a charity or somewhere else. So it's really important that you follow the guidelines on the list. But actually, before I went out to buy anything, I had to think what age I would like to fill my box for, because a 3-year-old girl might not like the same as a 14-year-old boy, and a 14-year-old boy would certainly not like what you would put in a box for a 3-year-old girl. So first thing is boy or girl, and then you think about the age. And on the leaflet, and it's the same if you print it off, because I didn't have one of these until today, so I'd printed a label off, and I've stuck my label on, so I've picked a boy. And I've picked a boy in the 10 to 14 range, because that's the group that we get the least amount of boxes for. So when my children were growing up, we always chose the age that they were, but now they're big. I can choose whichever group I like. So I've chosen for the 10 to 14 this year. So hopefully, in these shoe boxes, we've got some exciting things. Now, it might seem a bit boring to get pens and pencils and rulers and rubber and a notebook, but the children that receive these boxes don't have these things. So has anyone got a notebook and a pencil case? And we'll pop that in first. Brilliant. Then another thing which you've probably got 2 of or 3 of at home, but some of these children don't have any, is something to keep them warm. So anyone got hat, gloves, scarves? Right, let's pop those in. Can you put them in the box for me? Lovely. And I've had a lovely person from church here, and I won't mention names, who has been spending the last few months knitting hats. So we've a whole selection of hats. There's some gloves and some scarves there if anybody would like those. Right, now again, you might find, oh no, but we're actually asked to put some soap in and a flannel or a face cloth or a sponge. Brilliant. And we're now not allowed to put toothpaste in, but we are allowed to put toothbrushes in. All right. And we can put things like socks in. So have we got any socks that might fit a boy, Joshua? Do you want to pop that in for me? There we are. Brilliant. Now, one of the things they ask is that when the child of any age opens the lid, they go, wow. We're asked for a wow thing in there. So I thought, what would a boy like? So I think there might be Lego Perla in there. Could you put the Lego? And we'll put that near the top. Great, we'll put the Lego there. And then, you know, you're never too old for a cuddly toy. Never, ever, ever. So is there a cuddly toy somewhere, Joshua? Thank you. Brilliant. Right. Then there's one extra thing there. Can you pass me the bag, Thomas? Thanks. Right. Oh, I think it's always useful to have a bag to put things in. So this is actually a little drawstring backpack. Right. Oh, yes. One more thing. We are allowed to put torches in, and you are allowed to put spare batteries in. Now, for the last few years, we've not been allowed sweets at all. So there's no food items allowed in. Do you think the lid's going to fit on all right now? Do you want to pick that lid up for me? Because I haven't got a table to balance this on. The other thing you can do is you can put a message, a card, a letter, a picture, a photograph in as well. So I'm going to put that on the top. I'm going to ask Perla to put the lid on for me. And that's her shoebox. So the leaflet gives you lots of ideas. You can come and speak to Hilary or to myself. I'm going to ask my helpers to sit down now, because Hilary's got a bit more about the practical side of all this while I tidy up.
Right, well, when's this all happening? 19th, 20th of November. Please put those dates in your diary. If you can offer to help to sit in the church and collect the shoeboxes, we'd be hugely grateful. Saturday the 19th of November and Sunday the 20th. If you could help, that would be great. All information is either in the leaflet or on the website. If you don't have access to a leaflet, just Google Operation Christmas Child or Samaritan's Purse and all the details will come up. But now we're going to watch a video made by Operation Christmas Child, which shows a bit of the impact and the reason why Operation Christmas Child is so valuable and such a great thing to do. Thanks.
3, 2, 1! And when those lids come off those boxes, you've never seen such pure joy.
so many smiles. The children just become wild and crazy. It's indescribable.
To watch that child open that box for the very first time and see the look on their faces, it's amazing that God used a simple shoebox to bring that much joy.
This is amazing. As you can see, the children's faces, they are excited as they open up the gifts for the first time.
What makes the gifts more than just gifts? It's the message that comes with the gift. This is the opportunity for a child to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That is the best gift of all, is becoming part of God's family.
Thank you. We are very happy. God bless you. Yay!
These people back behind us, they're giving their time. Families have given boxes, the enthusiasm, the excitement. It's off the charts. We're just so thankful for these volunteers. We couldn't do it without them.
They are the heart of the ministry. And because of them, many children, like even me, accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
What children need more than anything is love, hope, and faith in God. Every shoebox gift is an opportunity to share your faith.
We thank you for this ministry that is yours, that you use a shoebox gift to go around the world to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It starts with a simple shoebox gift, and from there, these gifts go around the world and are given to each child. It could be in a pickup truck, it could be the top of a bus, the roof of a taxi, camels and donkeys, canoes going up the river, whatever it takes to get these gifts into the hands of children. And that's only the beginning.
After children receive the box, they get to go through a 12-lesson discipleship course. And these children, they're committing their lives to Christ. And they get to share their faith with other children.
After a child completes the greatest journey, they graduate and receive a certificate and a Bible in their own language.
My name is Romina Alejandra. I really like to draw and cook. One day I was drawing and I wanted some felt tip pens, and I asked my mother if she could buy them for me. She said no because she didn't have the money. Today, we received gift boxes. When I opened the box and saw the markers, I was very excited. I learned about God through the box. Today, I pray that Jesus will come into my heart. I am very grateful to everyone, to God and to you all, for bringing me this box.
This shoebox provides an opportunity to put a smile on a child's face, for them to get to know Jesus Christ. They can then be disciple makers in the world.
They're trained and equipped to go out and share their faith with others. And many times in areas where it's an unreached people group, the Bible tells us the time is now.
We have seen churches being planted. We have seen people being transformed.
The mission of Operation Christmas Child never changes. Children are coming to Jesus. And children are taking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
This is incredible. Millions of children around the world are being impacted by these simple shoebox gifts. One box can touch not just the child, but the whole family. So we need to keep packing those boxes and pray for the children that God will use this in a very special way. So thank you for being a part of it. God bless you.
I think it's so humbling to see such a small gesture from us make such a big difference to a child in another part of the world. And I personally love that sort of 3D Tetris game you have of trying to slot everything you've bought into the shoebox. We're going to sing again, Step by Step. So if you rise. After this song, Sunday Club children can depart for their activities to learn more about Jesus. There isn't actually gig on this morning, though.
Way. He's the one to follow in his footsteps. about tomorrow. Jesus knows the way ahead. Oh, step by step, on and on, we will walk with Jesus till the journey's done. Step by step, day by day, because Jesus is the living way. He will never leave us, and His love will always show. So wherever Jesus leads us, that's the way we want to go.
Thank you. Lynn's now going to bring us our reading from Luke.
The reading this morning is from Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 20 and reading on to verse 23. Looking at his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil, because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their fathers treated the prophets."
Thank you, Lynn. We'll now come to our time of prayer, if we could bow our heads. Let us pray. Dear God, our Almighty Father, our protector, our saviour, thank you again that we are blessed with your presence here this morning. Thank you for your love, your support, and for the grace that you have shown us. We know we cannot earn this, but it is simply your gift. Thank you that you fill us with your Holy Spirit and for the joy, the peace, and the hope this gives us every day. Lord, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to walk alongside us, guiding us forward in our daily lives. As we remember later in our service, thank you that Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for us, that he died on that cross so that we might be saved and our relationship with you restored again. Help us to look forward to that eternal life to come. Lord, we thank you for the work of the Home Mission, taking your love and your gospel out to the community. Thank you for those individuals, those groups, and those new churches who spread your word through both traditional and innovative new ways. Help us to support this vital work in reaching so many in our country that have yet to hear your love. Lord, forgive us though for those times this past week where we know we have not lived those values, have not shared your love, or lived that life that we know you want us to, where we have sinned through our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Help us to confess these to you now. Help us to be stronger this coming week, to try harder and to live more like you wish us to be. Lord, we know though we are so fortunate to be worshipping with you here in our church this morning. Our lives have been blessed with everything you've provided us. We know we live in a wonderful town surrounded by your beautiful creation. Thank you. But Lord, we know there are many in our community, in this country and in this world who are not so fortunate. As we heard from our reading from Luke, we know there are so many who are poor, those who are feeling the impact of the cost of living increases, those who have to work multiple jobs, who are begging or maybe having to turn to crime simply to make ends meet and feed their families. Lord, we pray for those who do not have all they need. We pray that our government, that charities, and those who are perhaps just wealthier than others, those who have more than they need, will find ways to support those in need. Lord, we know that there are those who are hungry, who do not have enough food to grow or to be healthy. Lord, whether they're lacking food due to drought or famine or simply due to the cost, we pray for them. We thank you for all the charities such as our local food bank who work so hard to try and provide. Lord, we ask for their ongoing support. Lord, we saw in the shoebox video all those children in the world who have so little, whether it's through war, through corruption, or simply because of where they were born. Lord, it's humbling to see how such a small gesture from us can create such happiness. Lord, we ask for your hand of protection over all of the children of the world, particularly those who suffer from ill health, malnutrition, lack of shelter, lack of education, or simply live in a dangerous place. Lord, help us as a world to change this, whether as governments acting in large ways or as individuals in our own small ways. Lord, we pray for those who are weeping. We know there are those in our church family who are unwell or who are caring for someone who's unwell. We know there are those suffering the bereavement of a loved one. Lord, we pray for them. Surround them with all of your love and support. Finally, Lord, we pray for our fellow brothers and sisters who want to worship you but are surrounded by those who hate you, who exclude you and insult you, Lord. We cannot imagine from the safety of Olney Baptist Church what it must be like to have faith surrounded by persecution. But, Lord, we lift them to you, Lord. Thank you for their strength and courage to worship despite the persecution. Protect them and open the minds of those who surround them with the hate. Help them to be more open to you, so that they may allow the Christians to live in the freedom that they need to. So, Lord, we lift all those prayers and all those others on our hearts to you. Thank you for hearing our words. Amen. So we'll sing again before Rachel brings us our word this morning. All who are thirsty, please stand.
Thank you. Helps if it's turned on. So, I'll start again. So, yes, I'm there. It's really great to be with you at Orney Baptist Church and to share something of home mission. I'm the free church minister at Emmanuel Group of Churches, which is also a local ecumenical partnership. The parish is located within the Eastern District, a more deprived area of Northampton. I've been in post there for just over a year, which is partly funded through Home Mission. And prior to that, I was a minister in training at Devonport Community Baptist Church, a small community church in a deprived area of Plymouth, where the full-time minister post was and is largely funded through Home Mission. And various projects were supported through Home Mission during my time there too. So Home Mission also assists the specialist teams at Baptist Together, our regional teams that supports and teaches churches how to do mission, provides advice, equips us digitally and more. It provides grants to set up new expressions of church, missional communities, and to support churches in transforming their communities. The Home Mission supports what we do in our life as Baptists. So I'm going to refer now to Luke 6:20-23, and these lines speak into something of the purpose of Home Mission. So as well as the Beatitudes in Matthew, we also have the Beatitudes in Luke too. Beatitudes means God blesses. And Luke's contains sorrows as well as blessings. There are four blessings mentioned by Luke: for the poor, the hungry, those that weep, and the hated too. And like Matthew's, the Beatitudes in Luke demonstrated the upside-down nature of the kingdom of God. The poor receive the kingdom of God, the hungry are satisfied, those who mourn and weep will laugh, and those who are hated will receive joy and heavenly blessings. But when Luke speaks of the poor, he means the literal poor, the material poor, whereas Matthew means the poor in spirit. And it's clear that God favours the people who we in our world do not. The people God blesses are those we consider unblessed. As a body of Christ, we need to think this too. We need to see as God sees. So Home Mission is a great way for us, Baptists, as part of the body of Christ, to live into this upside down way too. Home Mission supports people and places that other parts of society forget. So important. St. John of Christophoff said, "The rich exist for the sake of the poor, and the poor exist to save the rich." The Home Mission is about prioritising the parts of our nation where there is poverty and mourning. Home Mission shouldn't be something that's tagged on to the end of our accounts, but instead we should be thinking, how much shall we give this year? Let's start with 5%, but let's see if we can give more than that. 2 Corinthians 8, chapter 9, states that we must be generous, and indeed, generosity is a key marker of our discipleship. So the money given to Home Mission does go to other stuff like the regional and specialist teams, but the majority goes directly to churches in need, about 50%. The remainder is shared between associations and specialist teams. And without the support of DigCot, there are churches that wouldn't exist. Small churches rely on the specialist teams and regional teams to function, like Devonport Community Baptist Church. So Home Mission is helping Baptist churches and individuals to reach their mission potential and bring the love of God to their communities. And I'd like to first put Devonport into some context for you and tell you more about how Home Mission is supporting DCBC, a small community church, with impacting their local community. So Devonport, I don't know how familiar you are with the southwest with Plymouth, but Devonport was once a prosperous town, and the Home Mission Society actually originated there 223 years ago. It was quite amazing. However, the dockyard has been in ongoing decline, and today Devonport is one of the most deprived areas in the country. The area has one of the highest obesity rates. Children entering primary school are 18 to 24 months below national development level. The job club is the busiest in the city. The life expectancy is 7 to 8 years below those living in other areas of the city. And Home Mission began there, but now Devonport Community Baptist Church is a receiver of the grant. And DCBC has a passion to bring hope to people who are hopeless. And over the years, this hope has been reflected in yarn bombing, I'll explain that in a bit, gardening, arts and crafts, local pub carols, litter picks, a food bank over the school holidays, Tots Creek for local families and their local community hub, and during the pandemic, the community shop for isolated people. And I've got a few pictures to show you. So I was involved with some of these initiatives. I've lost my glasses recently, but I can make it out. So the first picture on the left is an example of our yarn bombing initiative, which was really fun to do. It took place over a number of years. And it was just really a great way of connecting with people in the local community, local passers-by. People from the hairdressers came out to help do some gardening. People from the co-op brought us cups of tea. It was just a really nice way of coming together and sharing the love and hospitality of Jesus and bringing hope to this quite neglected space. So a while back, these beds were cared for, but with cutbacks of money, etc., they were just left. And this street used to be a sort of a thriving area of the community, but when the bank left, and other communities left, it's more charity shops and takeaways now, but still quite a busy space. So we decided to bring some life and colour and light to this area by yarn bombing. I don't know if you're familiar, is simply creating granny squares or bunting and tying them between trees, tying granny squares around trees, lifting the area, and we did plenty of gardening too. I've never been a gardener, but somehow on multiple occasions now I've created this initiative of gardening, etc. So I'm learning new skills. Yes, you can see a picture there of us getting stuck in, and we had some help also from the council too. So we'll move on. I think I can. I'm not used to using one of these. Can we move on to the next slide? Thank you so much. So you'll see on the picture on the left, this is our Easter Arts Week, which I was involved with. So we put on a week of this Easter Arts project, telling the Easter story for the local community to come in and take a look. We had groups coming in too. We had an open evening. So it was just really lovely to be able to use this local community hub as an art space and to bring people in and tell the Easter story through these creative pieces of art that that was produced by local people, Christians and non-Christians, churches, artists. Each had a station of the cross, and they were able to express that station through a work of art, and it went so well. Also, we had an arts and crafts group every other week, and it was great. We had people, Christians, non-Christians, local church, or just from the community come in, and it was a great way of spending time together. And it's amazing what topics of conversation came up during those sessions. Thank you. And I have a clip to show you. Michael Shaw, who is the minister of Devonport Community Baptist Church, he's going to tell us something about these initiatives in Devonport. So let's take a look at that. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Michael Shaw. I'm the minister of Devonport Community Baptist Church. We are a small but passionate community church based in the inner city area of Devonport in Plymouth. We have a passion for our community, and we have a desire to see our community reached for the kingdom of God. We are reliant on a home mission grant for the stipendary ministry of myself. But actually, part of our church is to try and see if we can engage in creative ways in our local community. One of those creative ways is that we realised the local shopping centre was getting a bit run down, and they lost quite a lot of footfall. So we decided to cover it in wool, and so we yarn bombed it, and we made the area look better for a while. 2 years ago, this cafe opened, and one of the rooms was designated art space. And I borrowed the idea of using art as a way of telling the story of Easter. And so, many churches will have stained glass windows. And actually, what we thought we'd do is get 14 stations of the cross to tell 14 different ways of interpreting the story of Easter. So, it's all happening in there. I think we should go and take a look. Giving to Home Mission, and this is some of the stuff your money goes to support, and thank you so much for doing that.
Now, DCB's focus is seeing the kingdom of God flourish in this area, and a home mission makes this possible. So now, here's some context for the Emmanuel group of churches and parish in Northampton. So the eastern district of Northampton comprises of 14 housing estates. The varied types of housing means that amongst the population are those with variety of social needs. One area has been identified as a left behind area. Although several of the estates have community centres and community associations, there is still so much work to be done. There is much ministry, mission outreach and service taking place in the name of the church as we work in partnership with other churches and agencies to the glory of God. And it's a desire to combine good works and acts of service with more deliberately making disciples of others. And the Emmanuel Group of Churches seeks to be a family of faith where there is always room for one more, which is our mission. So let's take a look at some pictures. So last year, if we go back to the first picture, thanks so much. Last year and this year, we had a walk between the churches. There were a group of churches, or three churches in the community. And as it was COP26, we decided to take a walk and amidst our local environment, taking note of things to pray for on the way, taking note how God might be speaking to us about our local area and environment. And also, it was so lovely to come together from the three churches and spend time together and talk together on our walk. So this is a picture of those who attended last year, and it went really well. It was a really good time together and a walk too. So we're just standing outside Booville Community Centre, one of our congregations. And the next slide, please. So I decided to also initiate some yarn bombing in this area too. So next to the church, there's this green space between Emmanuel and the Links Sports Centre. And it's become a bit neglected over the years. In the past, I think it was a beautiful fountain. But, you know, these things happen. It kind of disappeared. And now it's I think someone tried to set fire to this green area in the space there, unfortunately. But we, a group of us has come together, perhaps once a month, we come together, do some litter picking, do some tidying, some clipping, some prayer walking, and we talk to passers-by too. People have asked if they can get involved. We've got some involvement with the Ling Sports Centre. So this is also a way of expressing God's hope in this community, God's hospitality and generosity. And so, yes, this is going well and hope to continue in different ways. Thank you. So the next slide. So recently, a new community hub opened in one of the more deprived areas in our parish called Thorplands. And myself, a curate on the clergy team, and another congruent from one of our communities has initiated and set up some community groups. So I'm just really thankful to have this opportunity to be in this area. I haven't spent much time in this area until now. It's quite a big parish, and to spend time with the people there and hear conversations and join in conversations and hear from them and listen to what's going on in their lives. But appreciate prayer that this would continue to go well and people would really come and enjoy this lovely new community space in this area. Yes. Thank you. Is that the last slide? Yes, thank you. So thank you for the money you already give to Home Mission. Churches like DCBC may never be self-sustaining, but Home Mission means they exist. But Home Mission is declining year on year. Could this church give more than 5%? I encourage you to pray as well for the kingdom. Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, though the workers are few. Please pray people of faith will move into places like Devonport and the Eastern District, that we would see the kingdom of God move through the people in these areas in a powerful way. Devonport is an unreached people group, and parts of Northampton are too. They need people to come and be good news so that we can see the poor, the hungry, the weeping, and the hated blessed. So we can see the upside down nature of the kingdom of God come. So I'll pray to finish. Father God, thank you for how much you have sustained places like Devonport and Northampton East for your home mission. Would many more places like them be blessed? Thank you for home mission. I pray this year coming would be a super harvest. I pray you would send harvest workers into ripe fields ready for harvesting. Amen. Amen. So now we will stand, if you're able, and we will sing, I Will Offer Up My Life.
Friends, as we gather around this, the Lord's table this morning, we are reminded of the basis for home mission and all mission that we have been reminded of this morning through Rachel's ministry. We come to this sacred Calvary Mountain, the place where new beginnings can be entered into. The burden of the past can be left behind, and we can resolve to live new, holy and free lives for the glory of God and sustained by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul reminds us of that of which we are about to partake of and to receive together. The words of the institution, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do surely proclaim the Lord's death, but only until he comes.'" Therefore, we respond to the Master's gracious invitation, the one who invites us to the feast, to remember that his body was broken once for our healing and blood poured out once for our cleansing, that by his stripes we have been healed, restored, and redeemed. Now we give thanks for this bread and this wine, reminding us of our Lord's love and sacrifice for you and for me.
Let's pray. Loving Father, as we've been thinking of the work of home mission, we've been thinking of families of churches. And Lord, we just thank you that you've invited us to be part of your family. And you've done that at great cost by sending your Son to die on the cross for us. So Lord, as we come to this table, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for this bread that symbolizes the body of Jesus that was broken for us. And as we take the wine, we remember the blood that was shed for us on our behalf as Jesus took on himself all of our sin. So Lord, we just thank you. Thank you that you have invited us to be part of your family. As we share this now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus says, "I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. Let us feed on Christ by faith in our hearts." There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. We thank you, O Lord, that indeed by your death and sacrifice and through faith in you, that is exactly, Lord, what you have done. We thank you, O Lord, that we have been enabled through your gracious sacrifice, through your love for us, to enter, Lord, into new free life in Christ that begins now and, Lord, will reach its fullness one day when we stand before you in glory. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, because you suffered, we, O Lord, have been healed. That because, Lord, your blood was poured out, our sins have been made whiter than the snow. Because, Lord, you were condemned, we are released. Because you died, we now live. Lord, we ask and pray that as we have been reminded of these things again this morning, through your word and in bread and wine, that, Lord, they might inspire us afresh, empower us anew to go forward into this week that in your grace you have given to us, that we might make known the riches of the gospel of Christ, Lord, for your glory, for the blessing and the salvation of those to whom you would send us. And this you would, Lord, give us that passion and power of your Holy Spirit to do. Indeed, Lord, to you come or call. Hear us, Lord, as we ask and pray for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, let's bring our worship to its conclusion as we stand and sing our closing song together. Bless the Lord, O my soul. After we've sung this, Richard will come and lead us in a final blessing and benediction.
His holy name, sing.
Father, help us to live this coming week to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we meet. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. Amen. Amen.